ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमेत्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णेऽस्ति दाहिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यं जीवं यो वेति तत्पतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सोऽर्जुन। Having explained the avatara vada, the avatara tattva, Bhagavan Krishna concludes that the avatara swarupa jnanam will lead to moksha. He says, yaha me divyam janma divyam karma veti. One who knows my divine birth and my divine actions, both are divine. Birth is divine because ajopitan avyayatmasan. Even though I am unborn, even though I am immutable, I appear to be born, because my birth is not due to prarabdha, my birth is due to sarvajnyatva or compassion. Therefore my janma is divyam, my karma also is divyam, because I don't do any karma in order to fulfill any desire, or I don't do any karma to get away from my prarabdha karma phalam, but I do karma for the sake of dharma samsthapanarthaya, in order to establish the dharma in the entire creation. I do karma, therefore both are divine. Evam veti, he says, one who knows in this manner, not in any other manner. This evakara, whenever comes, very important point is made, all other options are simply negated. So what is that manner? I have to know about your swarupam. Bhagavan says that I am ajaha api jataha. Even though I am unborn, I am appear to be born. That I am avyayatma api karma karomi. Even though I cannot do any movement, still I do all types of varieties of karma, including the charioteer karma. Yaha tatvataha veti. One who knows, in reality, I can never born, I can never do any action. Due to my maya shakti, I appear to be born and appear to be doing various type of leelas. It is like, how a person can claim like this? That's the question. A person says, I do karma, but still I don't do karma. Very difficult to understand. In Vedanta Shastra, they give dream as the example. The dreamer is lying on the bed without moving even an inch, but still in his dream he is running. So after getting up, the dreamer says, though I was running, I did not run. Though I was walking, I did not walk. Though I was living, I did not live. Though I was born, I did not born. Like that he is telling. So even while the dreamer is comfortably lying on the bed, he appears to be running. That appearance is a very, very crucial word, appearance. Because of nidra shakti, the dreamer appears to be running and doing all sorts of works. Because of maya shakti, Bhagavan appears to be born and appears to be doing all types of leela. Therefore here Bhagavan says, yaha tatvataha veti, one who knows me in that reality, even though I am ajaha, I am born, even though I am ಅವ್ಯಯಾತ್ಮ ಅಕರ್ತ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಐ ಡು ಕರ್ಮ ಯಹ ತತ್ವತಃ ವೇತಿ ಸಹ ಮಾಂ ಏತಿ ಹಿ ಅಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಮೀ ಯಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಇಂಟರ್ಪ್ರಿಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆನಿ ವೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಸೊ ದಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದಿಸ್ ಏ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎಲೋನ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನೋ and that Krishna is the Paramatma, you should know, and you will attain the Krishna is in Go Brindavana Loka. One more loka they have created, Go Brindavana Loka. So like that varieties of interpretations are there, but we go by Shankaracharya's interpretation. So Maam is equal to Maam Paramatmanam, because Paramatma alone can say that I am unborn. From the Chaitanya Drishti, one who knows the Chaitanya Drishti, he alone can say that I am unborn, still I am appear to be born. So Maam Paramatmanam Saha Yeti. Again one more question comes. Yeti attains. Attains means it's a verb. Verb means it is an action, correct? Any verb denotes an action, and action involves time, movements. So here again Yeti means what? Attains means what? Janati. Because there is no question of attaining the Lord. You have to be very clear in this crucial point. There is no question of attaining the Lord. Because what is the definition of Lord? That which is infinite is called Lord. If it is infinite, it should be available here and now. If it is available here and now, where is the question of attaining Him? Being Sarvagataha, you cannot attain the Sarvagata Akasha. Somebody says, I am trying to attain the Akasha. Hey, you are in Akasha only. So how can he say that I am trying to attain Akasha? Similarly, anybody says that I am going to attain the Lord in future by a process, it is not taken as the real attainment. So Bhagavan, being not different from any one of the living beings, He is not separate from us spatially. There is no spatial separation, there is no time-wise separation between any living being and Bhagavan. Therefore, there is no travel, there is no reaching karma, there is no time involvement. So there is no other way of attaining Him other than this Atma Jnanam. Bhagavan says, Yaha Tattva Taha Veti. That's why Tattva means that. Tattva means what? Yathatya Jnanam. That, how it is, in that way you understand. He says, I am Sarvagataha. If you understand that Bhagavan is Sarvagataha, you will not try to attain Him by a process, by a action in future. Then what about going to Vaikuntha, Shivaloka, after the death of the people, their relative, right? We are sorry to announce that so-and-so has gone to Vaikuntha. If you know that he has gone to Vaikuntha, how can you say we are sorry? How you know whether he has gone to Vaikuntha or other lokas? These are all ignorant persons' views. But in Shastra it is told, Jiva attains Brahma Loka, attains Vishnu Loka, like that. What does it mean? It's a one of the place in the Ishvara Srishti. Anywhere, if there is a place, and reaching that place is action through travel, and that place is like a foreign country, that's all. You go back and come. But after going there is a possibility of knowing that there is no separation between me and Bhagavan. If you gain that knowledge, you will not come back. The jiva will not come back. So we have to understand properly. Yaha tattva taha veti taha maam yeti. One who knows in truth my reality, through knowledge, he alone attains me. And one more phala is there. What is the benefit of attaining you? If the benefit of attaining the Lord is lot of pain, nobody is interested. Suppose if I attain Bhagavan, I get 1,000 whip. That is the phalam of attaining Lord. Or one burning charcoal is put in my mouth if I attain the Lord. Who will go? Will not go. So Bhagavan says, attaining me is not an ordinary thing. There is a great result. What is that? Deham tetva punarjanma na yeti. The person will not come back to this samsara again. That means that identity, that individuality will be totally resolved in the totality. The same idea is revealed in Upanishads in various places. Brahma vidaha apnoti param. Brahma vid, one who knows the Brahman, apnoti param. Or Brahma vid, Brahmaiva bhavati. Brahma vid, Brahmaiva bhavati. This rule can apply only if I am Brahman. If I say sugar vid, sugar bhavati, can I say? One who knows the sugar will become sugar. One who knows the sugar will become sugar. One who knows the bacteria will become bacteria. One who knows the gutter water, he will become gutter water. Can anybody say? But here Shastra says, Brahma with one who knows the Brahman will become Brahman. That means what? I have already that. I have not yet known that. Now I have to know. By knowing process, I happen to recognize that I am already that. So in this shloka, Bhagavan says, avatara swarupa jnanam leads to moksha. The entire meaning of this shloka is what? Avatara swarupa is there, that swarupa jnanam leads to moksha. But in the second and third chapter he told, atma jnanam leads to moksha. Here he says, ishvara jnanam or avatara swarupa jnanam leads to moksha. In the second and third chapter he told, atma jnanam leads to moksha. Nana shochanti panditaha, he told, yatvatmanatireva syat atmatruptascha manavaha atmanyevacha santurshaha tasya karyam na vidyate. Like that, so many shlokas he told. Now, what does it mean? Both are contradictions. If you know Bhagavan, you attain moksha in one place. If you know yourself, you attain moksha. So what is our idea that Bhagavan is different from us? But here Bhagavan said, avatara swarupa jnanam alone is called atma jnanam. Our Atma Jnanam alone is called Avatara Swarupa Jnanam. Both are not different, both are same. It is like telling, if you know the reality of the wave, you know the truth. One statement. If you know the reality of this wave, you know the truth. If you know the reality of the ocean, you know the truth. Both appear to be contradicting statements, because ocean and wave is different. Both are different. But if we know the reality of both of them, it is the same. That means what is the content? Water is the content. What you know is the same thing. Similarly, Ishwarasya or Avatarasya Swarupam is equal to Jiva Swarupam. Ishwara Swarupam means what? Content. Ishwarasya Swarupam is Chaitanyam. Jiva Swarupam is also Chaitanyam. Though both are different from the Nama Rupa Drishti. Certainly Ishwara is different from me from the standpoint of this body mind complex. I am an insignificant creature in this creation from the standpoint of this physical body and mind complex. Bhagavan is the creator of this entire creation. So there is a difference. Certainly there is a difference from the Nama Rupa Drishti, but there is no difference at all from the Chaitanya Drishti. Content wise, if I see, both are same content. Our Acharya Swami used to tell, container differs, content is same. Mine is small packet, his packet is what? Includes all these small, small packets. So both are, both Jiva and Ishwara are Ajaha, Unborn, Akarta, Abhokta from the real standpoint. This jnanam is called tattva jnanam. So Bhagavan says, yaha tattva taha vidhi. That's why he says, tattva jnanam will lead, not the namarupa jnanam. You have already namarupa jnanam, that you are so and so, son of so and so, and father of so and so, with so and so weight. Like that, you have your own namarupa jnanam, and you have heard from scriptures, from the religious preachings, that I am so and so, I am the creator. Even though you have not seen me, you have that belief, that knowledge is there. That will not lead, tattva jnanam will lead. So every seeker should gain this tattva jnanam if at all he is interested in gaining absolute freedom, freedom from all emotional dependence. Initially, he can have emotional dependence in the form of worship of the Lord in one particular form, Eka Rupa Krishnaha, he can worship. There are some people, they will not turn back to the door of the Shiva temple also. People are there, fanatic they call. So like our other religious people, they will not come to our temple. So it is nishta, nice. Initially that nishta should be there. But that nishta should be matured, that nishtha should get mature, wherein I find all forms of the Lord is His own form, Vishwarupa Darshan. Every form in the creation is Bhagavan's form only. Every form is Bhagavan's form only. That is the second stage. Then finally, I should know that Lord's Paramarthika Rupam is my own Paramarthika Rupam. There is no difference content-wise or substance-wise. Initially, the individual has to surrender. Every stage is very, very important. Without bhakti, without devotion, avoiding Ishwara bhakti, if anybody tries to gain this knowledge, that knowledge will not be a fruitful knowledge. That knowledge will lead to a lot of confusions. That's why, from the Namarupa Drishti, I should have a maturity to surrender to the Lord by telling that, O Lord, you are the protector. You are the protector of what? My Namarupa. You are the Srishtikarta of my Namarupa, and my Namarupa is going to getting resolved after the death in you only. So Ishwara Vibhuti I should know. Ishwara is Sarvajnaha, I am Alpajnaha. Ishwara is Sarva Shaktiman, I am Alpa Shaktiman. So this surrender makes a person to be humble. Because naturally there is an arrogance in the human intellect because of Dehabhimana. Varieties of Abhimanas are there. Vidya Abhimana, Deha Abhimana, Dhana Abhimana, Putra Abhimana. Like that, varieties of Abhimanas are there. All these Abhimanas are insignificant in the presence of the Lord. Nothing can stand in the presence of His greatness. That I should accept that I am very, very insignificant from the standpoint of Nama Rupa. I cannot skip this stage. Only when I understand that He is great and I am insignificant from the Nama Rupa Drishti, from Desha Drishti, then only I will have the maturity to know the Surupam of both of the things. My Surupam and Ishwara's Surupam is the same knowledge. That knowledge will come only when a person's mind is matured and humble. Suppose if I know Ishwara as a different entity from me, suppose. Many devotees get darshans. They say, today I was sitting in meditation, suddenly Bhagavan Rama came and stood in front of me. Then Enaitapa, how could true? What happened after that? 5 minutes he stayed, he asked me what you want, I told like this. So afterward now he went away. So Vedanta Shastra says, that can be a sign of maturity, that can be a sign of your devotion, but that cannot be the ultimate knowledge. If you know Ishwara different from you, that knowledge cannot liberate you. That will not be a liberating knowledge. That's why even after getting darshan, many devotees' life, many Mahatmas' life, we find after that also they are crying. Initially they were crying for the sake of wife, money and wealth and other things. Afterwards they become devotees. Then they started crying for Bhagavan's darshan. After getting darshan also they are crying. Oh Bhagavan, you have not come only 5 minutes, you came and stood in front of me. By the time I have forgotten what to ask, you have already gone. Please come again once. Correct? So cry will not stop. And in some people, this very darshana becomes a source of their arrogancy. In Ravana's case, you see, he has done lot of tapasya, keeping Shiva as his object of worship. So Shiva darshana he got. After getting the Shiva darshana, he did not ask, oh Bhagavan, please remove my samsara, please give me knowledge. No. He asked for some khadga, some weapon, some boon, some other boon he asked. So he became arrogant. So Ishwara darshana does not guarantee moksha, and in some cases, immature cases, it increases the samsara. Therefore, real Ishwara darshana means Atma jnanam. Ishwara prapti, real Ishwara prapti is Atma jnana prapti. Because there is nothing called prapti at all, attainment at all with regard to the real Bhagavan. So there is no difference between me and Bhagavan, spatially, time-wise. But still I feel that he is different from me. Still I am searching for him. That means what? It is at the level of my mental thought which happened to be ignorance. So that ignorance can be removed only by knowing the reality that he can never be away even if he wants. Even if he wants, he can never be away. If he says, no, you are different from me, suppose Bhagavan says, Bhagavan will not say, if Bhagavan says, you are different from me, don't come near to me. Then immediately I will say, oh, okay, you be away. As you limit me, I will limit you. You cannot be called as infinite, because in you I am not included, so I am separately existing. So I will challenge him, let me see whether you can stay as a nitya vastu. So, Ishara prapti is equal to Atma Jnana prapti. This Atma Jnana prapti is not an incident involving time and travel. It is a recognition of the eternal truth that Swarupataha in reality, very very important word, Swarupataha, not Nama Rupa Drishtya, Swarupataha, I am Aham Ishwaraha Bhavan or Ishwaraha Asmi. Bhagavan continues.
Vitaragabhayakrotha manmaya mamupashitaha bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magata.
In this shloka Bhagavan says, hey Arjuna, this Atma Jnanam or Ishwara Swarupa Jnanam can be attained by anyone whoever wants to gain it. Bahavaha madbhavam agataha. It is not a rare thing to be gained. Many people are there. Bahavaha means what? Many people. Many have gained this knowledge. So you also can try. You need not feel bad or you need not feel diffident whether it is possible or not. You need not feel that. You also can try for this. For what? Bahavaha madbhavam agataha. Many people have attained me. Many people have gained this Atma Jnanam or Ishwara Swarupa Jnanam. Here, Madhavam. Madhavam means what? Not Krishna Bhavam, Mr. Krishna's Bhavam. Mr. Krishna's Bhavam you don't need, because it is Anityam. The Mr. Krishna is Anityam. He is not in front of Krishna. But Madhavam is equal to Ishwara Bhavam. What is that Ishwara Bhavam? Ishwarasya Bhavam is what? Nitya, Shuddha, Buddha, Mukta Swabhavam. Is ever free, ever pure, ever intelligence principle. Buddhaha, nitya buddhaha, nitya shuddhaha, nitya muktaha, that bhavam agataha. How they gained that Ishwara bhavam? How they gained that Ishwara bhavam? Same question comes, how to attain the Lord? There is no question of attaining the Lord. There is no question of attaining the Ishwara bhavam. It's not a matter of attaining, it is a matter of recognition. It is the matter of knowing. It is a reality of the seeker himself. Therefore, he should know or he should choose to know that I am Nitya Shuddhaha, Aham Nitya Buddhaha, I am Nitya Muktaha. How can I recognize? By going through four stages of sadhana. It's a unique shloka wherein all the stages of spiritual journey is mentioned. There are four stages in our spiritual journey. First stage is Vita Raga Bhaya Krodha. The person, the seeker, becomes a free person, free from the mental impurities like Raga, Dvesha, Dhaya and Krodha. This Vita Raga Bhaya Krodha is a famous idiom. Repeatedly it will come in the Gita, repeatedly it will come, so that it indicates it is a very very important aspect. First, a person should get away from strong likes and dislikes if at all he wants to pursue spiritual knowledge. Strong likes and dislikes cannot coexist with a sincere seeker. So, in Hindi they say, yaha Ram hai, vaha kaam nahi. Kaam means Hindi kaam, not Bengali kaam. Bengali kaam means cover. Hindi kaam means desire. Strong likes and dislikes will not be there. How it will go? By performing karma yoga. By performing karma yoga, by performing all the actions in our life as the worship of the Lord, and by receiving all the results which come in our life as the prasada of the Lord, Once I worship, and whatever I do as worship, and whatever I receive as prasadam. There is no place for my likes and dislikes. So karma yoga will make a person to be free from, little bit will be there, likes and dislikes means, little bit will be there, but it will not have binding likes and dislikes, preferences it will be. Strong likes and dislikes, there are some people, 20% water, 30% milk, like that they will tell, the Tikakshan, if you ask what you want, they will tell coffee. So you cannot give coffee according to your proportion. Your proportion may be 50% Tikakshan, 50% milk. But his formula is what? 20% water, 30% milk, 50% Tikakshan, like that he will tell. That's called strong likes and dislikes. And while taking something, they will tell, little bit salt is necessary, like that they will tell. And they will scold also, the spouse. So these are all strong likes and dislikes. That should be converted as preferences. If somebody asks, you want coffee or coffee, anything you give. Coffee or tea, if they ask, anything you can. That should be our attitude. So that is possible only when we do all our actions as Ishwara Puja and receive the karma phalam as Ishwara Prasada. And bhaya also, vita bhaya ha is there. Vita bhaya means what? One who is free from bhayam. Bhayam comes because of what? Bhayam is a form of anxiety with regard to the future unwanted incidents. Correct? I never get bhayam thinking that 1 crore will come, so therefore I am fearful. 1 crore will come to me, therefore I am fearful. No, it is a desirable thing. With regard to future desirable thing, I will not get any bhayam. But I will get bhayam with regard to future undesirable. Because I am not sure what is going to happen in future. Shastra says, you need not have this fear at all. Have a dharmic life. Follow the rules of the game. You will never come into trouble. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. Once you follow the values of life, you need not have any fear with regard to the future life. So by living a dharmic life, he is free from bhayam. By living a karma yoga way of life, he is free from ragadvesha. And by knowing certain facts of life, he is free from krodha. Certain facts are there in day-to-day life. What are they? Shastra says. Shastra says that this world is, world includes objects, people, situations. These three only is called world. That this world is neither sukha hetuhu nor dukkha hetuhu. This world, world means what? People, object and situation is neither sukha hetu. Sukha hetu means what? Cause of your happiness, nor it is going to be the cause of your unhappiness. But I don't know this fact. Due to the ignorance of this fact, I am attached to certain things which I find that it is the source of happiness. I am attached to children thinking that they are the source of happiness. But the same children after 20 years say, mother, please go to old age home. Then the children become source of unhappiness. It is your problem. Why you are attached? Why you are expected that love from them? It is your duty to be a loving mother. That's all over. So, due to ignorance of the fact, the mind is attached to certain things which it considers as sukha hetuhu, and the mind has aversion towards certain things which it considers as dukkha hetuhu. Sukha hetu buddhihi leads to raga, dukkha hetu buddhihi leads to dvesha. If raga is there, I am trying to get it. If dvesha is there, I am trying to get rid of it. If you find that so-and-so, girlfriend or boyfriend is a sukha hetu, I do a lot of things, letter writing, this, that, SMS, everything I do. Then after marriage, when I find that it is not so-and-so, I say, I loved you, my dear, now I allow you, my dear, go wherever you want. Same thing. So it is neither the dukkha hetu nor the sukha hetu. That is one major understanding. Then, with regard to life, you can be a contributor, but you can never be a controller of the incidents which are going to happen in your life. So you can be a contributor for your physical health. For that reason, you can do some physical exercise. daily eating proper diet in proper time, that much only can contribute. But in spite of that, the person may get genetic diseases. So he cannot have control over his physical health, mental health, but he can be a contributor for his physical and mental health, for everything, every success, anything. Then third one is, you can never expect or demand anything from the external world for your security, peace and happiness. So everybody say, I am secured because I have a family, children are there, bank balance is there, insurance company is there, everything is there. So therefore I am secured, therefore I am happy, therefore I am peaceful. You can never depend upon them, because anytime they also can go away. But that doesn't mean that you have to hate them, you should not relate with them. That doesn't mean you should not relate with them. You should relate with them. While relating, what will be your position? Your position will be a giver position. Whatever I have, I will give. Whatever possible for me to give, I will give. But I will not take anything, or I will not expect anything from anyone. Anything if at all comes, if a child says, Mother, I love you, I will take care of you, don't worry. Suppose the child says, it is prasada, it is a addition, that's all. You never expect. Without expectation, something comes means what? Extra bonus. As far as you are concerned, you are a giving hand, never a receiving hand. That's why this Vedic culture is always duty-oriented culture. To the father or to the mother, the Veda will say, love your children. To the son, the Veda will say, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava. Correct? So duty, one person's duty is somebody's privilege. So if son does his duty, mother gets that privilege. If parents do their duty, children get that privilege. It is not a privilege-oriented culture, it is duty-oriented culture. Duty means what? You are in a giving position. You are a giver, not a receiver. So you can relate with the world keeping you as a giver. Anything comes to you in life, you happen to be prasada from the Lord. Therefore, there is no place for either anxiety or bhaya or krodha. So krodha comes because of what? When you get disappointment. Why disappointment comes? Because of expectation. So very, very important first stage itself. Illi ellaru fail. Veeta raga bhaya krodha itself gone. Majority of humanity gone. But Bhagavan says, three more stages. Maam upasitaha. Second stage is maam upasitaha. Surrendering to me. They have to surrender their ego to me. Because seeking my help is an intelligent living. Seeking the help of a suhrut, an eternal friend, is an intelligent living. Seeking my help to cross over all the obstacles in this spiritual journey, long spiritual journey. There is no guarantee that spiritual journey will end in one janma, or in 100 janma, or 1000 janma. We don't know. Journey has started. That much only in our hand. When it is going to end, we don't know. The journey is not external journey. It is internal journey, which is in the form of maturity of the mind. So there are lots of problems. That's why there are complaints that those who are initiated recently, they will come and say, Swamiji, before getting initiation, I never meditated, so I was happy. Now as even I sit for meditation, Govinda, all sorts of things are coming in my mind. I never come across all these things. Suddenly when I sit for Nama Japa, when I sit for meditation only, all these things come. Because we don't know what will be the obstacles in our spiritual life. So the person should ultimately take the help of the Lord. O Lord, whatever may be the obstacle, you should be with me and be my guide. This spiritual journey is explained in the Puranas as Amruta Mathanam. For the sake of Amruta, they need that fear of the, they did Mathana. So Bhagavan was the center of that action, and both Asuras and Devatas were trying. What came first? Poison only came first. What they did? They offered it to the Lord. They offered it to Bhagavan Shiva. Then again they continued their journey. Then nice things came. Airavada came. So many things, nice things came. Tempting items came. Parijada Vriksha came. Ramba, Urvasi, all came. From that Amrusa Masana. They did not stop. Okay, you are a Bandra, Takappa. Illa. Because one Parijada Vriksha is in a Kalpataru, they call it. Kalpataru came from Sirati, Masana only, Amrusa Masana. So whatever you want, it is going to give. Why, what is the necessity of getting Amrita? No. Amrita has another utility. Amrita has another utility. It will make me to live relatively eternal as Devata. After getting Devata would one day, I will get that Parijata access. Then I can have whatever I want. So they did not stop it. Up to the end, they struggled and got it. Similarly, in every secret spiritual struggle, initially all unwanted things will come. Because there is varieties of samskaras are there. Whenever any unwanted thing comes, simply take it and offer to the Lord. Then afterwards, nice thing will come. Somebody will give car, Swamiji, please take car. Somebody will give respect, somebody will give pranami cover, somebody will give mala. Like this, so many nice things will come. So, like the poison, tempting items also are obstacles. One is destroying item, another is tempting item, but both are obstacles in spiritual life. At every stage, devatas surrendered to the Lord and achieved their end. Similarly, the seeker also should surrender in the beginning itself. Anytime you want any help, just approach him, you get it. How to approach? Wherever you are, whether you are standing or walking or sitting, just think that there is a Bhagavan all the time with me. He just try to hear his inner voice, he guides. That is the idea. That's the second stage. Third stage is jnana tapasa puta. Having purified by jnana tapas. Having purified by jnana tapas. Jnana tapas means what? Shankaracharya writes, Paramatma Vishayam Jnanam Eva Tapaha. Tapas means what? Anything you do in spiritual or religious life in order to establish your mastery over your sense organs and the mind is called tapas. And when you do tapas, what is the outcome? Outcome will be heat. Tap dhatu it is called. Tap means what? Heat will be produced. When you restrain certain things, when you control certain things, when you give a direction to the forces and you will get a resistance, that resistance becomes a cause of heat. But in this context, in the Vedantic context, the heat is produced where? In the buddhi. There are a lot of prejudices are there. That prejudice is going to be demolished by Vedanta Vichara, Shravana Manana Nididhyasana Rupa Tapas. In Vedanta, tapas is equal to Shastra Vichara. In religious context, tapas means not eating, standing on one leg, then drowning in the water up to the neck, like that. Varieties of physical austerities are there. Here, it is not physical austerity, jnana tapas. It is knowledge austerity. What is that knowledge austerity? Vedanta Shastra Vichara. So, because of which, they are becoming purified. Puta is there. Puta means what? Param Suddhim Gata. They are ultimately purified. Why? Ultimately purified. Because beginning itself, Bhagavan told they should have purity of mind. Their raga dvesha should not be there. Likes and dislikes should not be there. That also one type of purity. This is the ultimate purity. Relative purity, like the absence of likes and dislikes, absence of bhaya and krodha, are achieved by Karma Yoga and Upasana, but ultimate purity is not achieved, but ultimate purity is by recognition. By Jnana Tapas, what is the result? Jnana Tapas means Vedanta Shastra Vichara. When Vedanta Shastra Vichara is done, what is the end of that Vichara? That Aham Brahma Asmi. I am Nitya Shuddha Asmi. That is the result, that is the recognition gained through knowledge. So, three types of purification is there. Because three types of impurities are there in the mind. One is gross impurity in the form of likes and dislikes. That is removed by karma yoga. Another is subtle impurity in the form of restlessness. Vikshepa they call it. Mind doesn't have any strong likes and dislikes, but it is restless. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಕೂತ್ಕೊಂಡೇ ಎಲ್ಲ ಜಾಗಲ್ಲಿ ಓಡಾಡುತ್ತೆ. ಅಮೆರಿಕ ಹೋಗುತ್ತೆ, ಲಂಡನ್ ಹೋಗುತ್ತೆ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ಲೆಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಉಪಾಸನ, ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್. ದೆನ್ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ. ಸಟ್ಲೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕಾಸಲ್ ಇಂಪ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ದೇ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್. ದಟ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಬೈ ಆತ್ಮ ವಿಚಾರ. ಸೊ ತ್ರೀ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಚಾರ. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾನಿಯನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಮಿಷನ್, ರಿಸೀವಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ವಿಷಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ ವಿಚಾರ. So by this he gets an idea that I am nitya shuddha, I am nitya muktaha, I need not become a free person, I am already free. I am not going to get the punarjanma. Why? Because I never have any janma at all. I am not going to born at all. When I say, that means what? I never got birth. So all these ideas will come, but still these ideas will not stand. This jnanam is not enough to handle the life situation. Suddenly you will forget. Sri Ramakrishna will tell, in a lake which is covered by that pasi, they call it. So you remove that, clear water is appearing to you, take your hand, then that moss covers the water again. Similarly, because of the samskaras, again and again this ignorance will have that sway over the knowledge, sway over your understanding. You will act against your understanding. So for that, the jnana should have nishtha, jnana nishtha. Therefore fourth stage is manmaya. Manmaya means Ishvara abheda darshinaha. Shankaracharya right? Manmayatva means what? You become one with me. Becoming one with me means what? All the time remaining a non-different entity from Ishvara. Ishvara abheda darshinaha, brahma vidaha, jnana nishtaha, being established in advaita jnanam. So he will never have duality in the knowledge level. He may transact with the world after gaining knowledge. He may transact with the world according to the situation, but in his understanding, in his knowledge level, he will not have any differentiation. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva swapakecha pandita samadarshina. That samadarshina will be the result. Having gone through these four stages, Bhagavan says bahavaha madbhavam brahma bhavam agataha. Hey Arjuna, you also can try to attain this knowledge. Now the question may come. Bhagavan says here bhagavaha attained, many people attained. Bhagavan did not say all have attained, correct? Sarve he did not say. He said bhagavaha. Even though many attained, why all did not attain? You why can't you help all of them and give them moksha? Why is he suffering in the humanity, in the world? Why can't you say one ji bhum bha, one mantra you tell, all fellows will hear that, then all will get moksha. Why can't you say, why can't you help them? Why only few people attain you? That means what? There are some religious philosophies which Bhagavan, whomever he blesses, they attain. That means what? You have a raga dvesha. To some few fellows only you are blessing, some fellows you are not blessing. And to gain your blessing, I have to do buttering. Arati, bhajan, meditation, everything. What is this, all this Bhagavan? So you may ask a question for which Bhagavan gives a very beautiful answer. he says, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvashah. It's a beautiful answer. Bhagavan says, I cannot help any fellow. I cannot help anyone because in my vision there is no second person at all. In Bhagavan's vision there is no second person at all. I have that knowledge that everything is me. To help someone I should have an idea that there is something, some other fellow is different from me. So I know that I am they themselves, I am not different from them. Therefore, I cannot help anyone. Then what about the scriptures talking about you helped this bhakta, that bhakta? Correct? So many varieties of help you did. Even Arjuna also you did help. So much help you did. Bhagavan says that Jiva thinks he is different from me. First thing, Jiva thinks, Jiva means individual. That individual human being thinks that he is different from me. Therefore, he only has to decide whether he is really different from me or not. He only has to decide to know whether he is really. So moksha means what? Knowing. Knowing the reality. Who will decide? I cannot decide on his behalf. Because I don't have problem at all. In my opinion, in my knowledge, there is nothing called second. That fellow thinks I am different from him. So he has to decide whether really he is different from me or not. He has to decide to know. So he has to decide to do spiritual practices. He has to decide to recognize this fact. The choice of attaining me is not with me. It is with that fellow. With that Jiva. I cannot choose someone and give moksha. Bapa, bande ni butter nalla chenna odi dava. Bhajan nalla maadi di. Da pudi. Or moksha packet. Sorry. I cannot choose and give. Like in a crowded area, grandfather is sitting, 10 children are there. The grandfather takes 2 chocolates and chooses a child and gives throatless. Like that, I cannot choose someone and give moksha. Why you cannot give moksha? Bhagavan says, cannot be given. It cannot be given. If it is given, it cannot be nityam. It will be anityam if it is given. Anityam cannot be moksha. So I cannot give it. So it is a reality. Moksha is a knowledge of the reality. Who has to have this knowledge of reality? Ignorant fellow only has to have this knowledge of reality. Who will decide? He has to decide whether to have this knowledge or not. Correct? So, even if suppose for the argument sake, even if I select someone and give moksha in the form of Atma Jnanam, that when he is in waking state, he may object, Bhagavan, I don't want Atma Jnana. I don't want. So when he is in dream, somehow he managed to open his mind and pour that liquid called Atma Jnana. What will happen? Morning he will feel, hey, something has happened in my dream, what happened? He will not recognize the greatness of it. He will not accept even if I give. That's what our Acharya Sampradaya, the story is there. One Ajji is to come to temple daily. One Ajji, Ajji means old lady. So she will come and stand in front of Krishna. Krishna, when you are going to come Krishna, how many days I have to suffer Krishna, when you will come and take me Krishna, like that she is to daily. It's a practice. She is not telling any lies, but it is a practice. But the priest, the pujari got annoyed, irritated. Daily same sentence this lady is telling. One day, okay, I will test the sincerity of this statement. And she is making late also, so that I am not able to close the temple and go to my home. So, he decided and he hid himself behind the Krishna statue. So when this Ajji came and started again the tape recorder, Krishna, when you are going to come Krishna, when you will come and take me Krishna. This pujari told, tomorrow itself I am going to come, mother, be ready. Afterwards that Ajji did not come, that mother did not come at all. And Shastra says, anyone utters the Ramanama only once, he will get moksha. Shastra says. In Purana, Yeka Ramanamam moksham dadati. Suppose, if it is made nidarshana, in practical life it has happened, suppose, nobody will tell that one Ramanama also. Why you know? Hey, he told Ramanama, Govinda, died. He told Ramanama, died. He told Ramanama, died. So not even one time he will utter. Correct? Nobody is ready. Even if Bhagavan comes and says, hello, we will go. How much struggle you are having because of your devotion. I am giving you some relief. Then that time, his mother will tell, my daughter is there to be married, my granddaughter is there to be married, my son is there to be married. So many things. So, that attachment is something, a grand factor in the presence of which my desire, my help doesn't have any utility. He can reject me. What a forceful statement. He can reject me. Every one of us has the right to reject. That's why atheists are living in this creation. Can you reject the government? You cannot live in this government when you reject the government. Can you reject? You cannot reject the government and still live inside the government. That you will get jailed or you will be thrown away. But Bhagavan's government, Bhagavan says, I have given the opportunity to say that I am not at all there. And still I feed him. I give space for his existence. I give water. Not that I reduce his space. Not that I reduce his water quota. Not that I reduce his breathing, air, quota, no. I am same to all. But he can reject moksha. He can say, even after becoming a devotee, he can say, oh Bhagavan, I want to enjoy you. I don't want to become you. I want to enjoy the sugar. I don't want to become the sugar. Even after becoming devotee, there are lots of sutras in the Puranas and the itihasas wherein great devotees say, I don't want moksha Bhagavan. In moksha what? I will become one with you. But I want to have the pressure of serving you. Tasana dato bhavami. Yes. So he chooses to be separate from me. I cannot help. Either he can reject me or he can postpone. He can say, my daughters are there, granddaughters are there. Let me finish all those things, then I will come, don't worry. Anyhow you are nityam. Bhagavan, anyhow, you are nityam. Moksha is nityam. But my electricity problem is anityam. Therefore, I will go and attend first. Anityam problem. World is anityam. Ladies are anityam. Money is anityam. Sensation is anityam. I accept Bhagavan. If I attend you first, this anityam will go away. I want to have both. First I will have anityam. Then I will come to nityam. Anyhow, you are not going to go from me. Varieties of arguments are there in the minds of the devotees. So Bhagavan says, either he can reject me outright or he can postpone my presence or he has the power to choose me as the goal of the life. So Bhagavan says in the shloka, being in samsara or gaining freedom is not determined by me. I am impartial, I don't have any whims and fancy. That's what the Upanishad says. Yam yesha vrinute tena labhyaha. One who chooses to gain him, he gains him. You have to choose to gain him. What is that choosing? A wish to know what is the reality. I don't decide what to give, what not to give. My job is what? Giving. That's all. I don't decide what to give, what not to give. My job is giving. Because I am karma phala dhata. According to their karma, according to their prarabdha, I am going to give the result of that. That's all my work. I don't decide what to give, what not to give. I give what they want to receive. I give. What they desire, what they deserve, that only I give. Human mind has the power and liberty either to choose me or to reject me completely, or they can use me as a means. Majority of the devotees are using the law for what? Means. Bhagavan, this should happen, I should get first class in the so and so examination. So therefore, in advance, two banana, one coconut. If you complete the agreement, four bananas, two coconuts. Correct? They use me. I am not the goal. I am not the end. I am the means. They can use me as means for worldly gains, or they can choose me as the goal of their life. I bless them. I help them according to their attitude and capacity and fulfill their desires. Bhagavan says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Ye yatha mam prapadyante. In whatever way they approach me, tan tatha eva aham bhajami. In that same manner, I bless them. Yatha means yena prakarena, in which manner. Another meaning yena rupena, in which form. Another meaning yena uddeshena, in which motive. So when we approach the Lord, we approach a particular form of the Lord, in a particular attitude, with a particular motive. Correct? I am Dasaha. I am here, Dasaha, in front of the Ganesha form. And for the sake of examination, first class. Correct? One coconut, two banana. So how should I bless him? I should bless him what? I should bless him by fulfilling that desire. As Ganesha. If I come as Allah or Christ, he will say, hey, get out, I never thought of you. Get out, he will tell. Because he will not recognize. So Ganesha form only he should come. And whatever desire he has, that should be fulfilled if he desires that. So here says, Tatha eva, in the same manner, in the same path, the same motive, I bless them. If they consider me as karma phala dhata and invoke or worship me in a particular form for the sake of getting something from me, I bless them in the same form, fulfilling their desires. So four types of devotees are mentioned in the Gita: jnani, jignyasu, arti, artharti. For a jnani, Bhagavan is his own self. So I become his self. If jnani comes in front of me, I become his self. If a jignyasu comes, with regard to jignyasu, I become guru. I become the jnana guru. For an arti, for a person who is crying out of suffering, I become anatha rakshakaha, dina bandhu, apat bandhava. Like Draupadi is told, hey, anatha rakshakaha. A person who is suffering, for him I am the savior. And a person who is artharthi, one who wants wealth and other thing, I become the dhana lakshmi, dhanya lakshmi, griha lakshmi, santana lakshmi. I appear in the form of all types of lakshmi. If he is an atheist, if he is an atheist, and if he considers me as enemy, I become their enemy. Duryodhana considered Krishna as enemy. So Bhagavan appears as father if we consider ourselves as child. If we consider ourselves as mother, he becomes as child. If we consider ourselves as lover, he becomes the lover. If we consider himself as friend, he becomes friend. So according to our attitude, whatever may be their attitude towards me, in that attitude I approach them and I bless them. They can invoke me in any form, in any manner, with any motive. Because I am Sarvagata Vastu, everywhere I am there, I am Sarvajnaha, I can know all the motives, I am Sarva Shaktiman, therefore I can fulfill all the desires. So Bhagavan here says, Manushyaha Sarvashaha Mama Vartma Anuvartante. Entire humanity follows my path only by all means. Is a very significant statement, the details of which we will see in the next class. ॐ कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः.